Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way. Hello and welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, coming to you live from Indianapolis. Well, coming up on 2 years now, the main plan we've been undertaking is becoming a stand-up comedy superstar in these United States of America. And that journey tonight has brought me to a sweet, isn't that a nice, it's a good, it's one of the better hotels I've ever been allowed to stay in. And I want to thank the good people at Helium, Indianapolis, for what a wonderful show. And what a big day. I mean, this is what it looks like at the moment. This is what the journey to boat ownership, real $500,000 type style, fancy boat ownership looks like. It's coming out and doing a show. And added a series of shows. I'm at the point in the stand-up career at the moment. Careers are for horses. Here's the kind of job that they'll give me is... I do one night, so I'm doing a weekend, you know, or I did a Thursday, Friday this time, but one's in one city and one's in the other. So we did two beautiful shows tonight in Indianapolis, and I thank everybody for coming out. But what I would love to do, and what I one day in the future will hopefully be successful enough to do, is what they do is they give you a weekend. So at the moment, I get on a plane in the morning, I fly out and do a show that night, and then I fly out the next morning and I do a show and I go to bed, and then I wake up in the morning and I fly home. And one day, you're so successful. Oh, it's a dream. They say you're doing four or five shows. You're doing Friday and Saturday. So you fly in on the Friday. And that one looks much the same. You fly in, you have a little rest, and you do the show. But then, and this is the treat. This is what I'm looking forward to professionally. You wake up in the morning in the place that you will be doing a show that evening. And you say, time to delight in the place that I'm in. Time to go to a museum, a botanic garden. Hell, I go to a library at this point. You get to actually do something. We're not there yet. I fly in, and then you have 45 minutes to shower and crash, and then you do the show, and then you come back to the room. And if you are a party, party, party boy, well, you can go out and party afterwards, but I have no... tolerance or aptitude for that sort of carry on. So instead, I'm here in the hotel room, the grand final, the crown jewel of the AFL sporting calendar, which is the Australian football that'll be coming on shortly. At the moment, I believe Snoop Doggy Dog is F slurring his way through a performance. I'm sure he's left those out. And so once that's over, I don't care to watch. I saw Snoop Dogg perform on a screen at the Super Bowl with 50 Cent. And I think Mary J. Blige. Some obliging woman named Mary. And I don't feel any special need to watch him do a watered down, low budget version in Australia. That's just me. I don't know about you. Andrew Dillon, man who books it. I think you could have. What about an Aussie? What about getting Kieran J. Callanan or Alex Cameron out there? Indianapolis. It was a short flight. Well, it was two flights and almost missed one. So I had to, I wouldn't say we ran, but I took some stairs at pace to get the flight. And then it was only like an hour flight. And so I only got to watch, I wanted to watch The Godfather. I got through about 22 minutes of The Godfather. And let me just say, what a beautiful wedding. What a wonderful family. The father, he gets all this respect. I don't know what exactly he does for a living. But people seem to love him and be very, very happy about him. And the younger son, it looks like he doesn't really want too much to do with the family business. Luckily, there is an older son who is really keen on participating and is brought close by the father. He's the oldest son. He has an infidelity problem. But, everybody's cheeky and they turn a blind eye. But it really looks like he's going to do very well running the family business. And I imagine only good things happen now for the Corleone family. I bought two books. What am I reading at the moment? Would you like to know? I'll tell you. I'm reading Joris Karl Hjusmus, Against Nature. And, gee, I hope it gets going, because at the moment it's just him describing his furniture and mutilating a turtle. It's genuinely the book. I'm about 60 pages in, and all that's happened is a guy's moved to a house, and he's, you know, spends 4 pages deciding what color the walls are going to be. And I know it's making some point about decadence and reality and how we exist in the world and in community with other people and blah, 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 blah. I want a plot. And it doesn't have one. Thus far, hopeful that it gets on going. And the other one, I saw this today. I was in Springfield, Missouri. It's Amy Coney Barrett's Listening to the Law, Reflections on the Court and Constitution. There she is, ACB. And I said, I couldn't help myself at the bookstore. I said, "Oh, Amy Coney Barrett, I love her." And I said, "Oh, you better be a bit quiet, because you should get a liberal type in the bookstore." But of course, this is a bookstore in Springfield, Missouri, at the airport. And so the woman behind the counter was actually very good. And she said, "I liked her." I said, "I liked her too." I said, "I don't think it's nice the way they treated her when she was getting sworn in." And she said, "I didn't think it was nice either." And I said, "I think she's got like 7 kids. And the lady said, "Mm-hmm." I said, "Good husband." And we laughed together. So looking forward to reading that one. Outspoken. Outspoken gal. Amy Coney Barrett. And, well, what else? I mean, I'm knackered, I'll tell you that. Ooh, CJ's on tour with me. He left the room, and he was going to do the podcast with me, but I don't know where he is or when he's coming back. I'm just going to send him a text now. I'm going to say, "CJ, are you coming back? I have no memory of you leaving." It's been a big tour. It's a big tour. Weekends, that's where we want to get to. I had thought, you know, theatres, but theatres is just the same. You fly in, you do the theatre, you fly in. Club weekend, two to three nights. Oh, my goodness. You go and eat somewhere. You go to the art gallery and you say, "Hey, that's here." That's a wonderful feeling. If you get to do it with your family and you're staying with an Airbnb, then it's more wearisome, but well, you've got a little company. Little company indeed. My company of little people. Oh, my goodness. I've been working on a song. It'll play at the end of this podcast, some of it. And GarageBand stopped working on my phone, and then it started again. Ha ha, I could come back. I didn't know what you wanted to do. Come back. Come back. Come back. Do pod. Wouldn't it be nice to have a second person in the room here at 12:12 a.m.? We've got to fly out not bright and early tomorrow morning. And then so many more shows. I should plug them. I'm sorry. He's coming, and the podcast will really take flight at that point. Oh, you better believe. After this cursory introductory section is done, it's always performing in liminal spaces. I guess a hotel room. Is that a liminal space? It's between homes, airports and roads and hotel rooms. And it gives you a fair impression, I think, of where the life is at. Las Vegas, September 30. Irvine, October 1st. Los Angeles, October 2nd. Baltimore, that one's a weekend. October 10th, 10th and 11th. And then Eugene, Oregon, 14th. Two shows on the 14th. Spokane on October 15th. Tacoma, October 16th. Dallas. I'm doing Dallas-Fort Worth, and frankly, I'm counting that as a weekend. That's the 18th and the 19th. Buffalo, November 1st. Oh, I got a weekend in Buffalo. A weekend in Buffalo. I might get to go up and see Niagara Falls. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight. Won't you come out tonight? Ooh, Buffalo, won't you come out tonight? Has anyone made that into a rap song yet? Buffalo, New York, November 1st and November 2nd. Oklahoma City, November 5th. Tulsa, Oklahoma, November 6th. Huntsville, Alabama. I don't remember agreeing to do that one, but I'm very happy to see it there. Oh, I think I did. I love Alabama. November 13th, Nashville, Tennessee. We got a weekend. Whoa, look at that. 14th, 15th, 16th, all in Nashville. Zanies. That's a win, baby. That's a win. That's two nights staying in. That's three. Three nights staying in Nashville. I'm going to tell everybody I know that I'm going to Nashville. See Matt. Come on the pod. And Washington, D.C., November the 23rd. And these shows are selling out. So move fast. Or, you know, move slow. Someone else will get them. And they're actually not all, I mean, they're not all completely sold out. We get pretty close. And it's nice. I did a meet and greet tonight. I was meeting and a greeting. And I can't say how much joy it brings me to meet the young men who come to the shows and the girlfriends who tolerate the performance. Some of the girlfriends are pretty good about it, and some of the girlfriends are being polite. I'll tell you that much for free. And I appreciate their politeness. They don't want to wait. They don't want to meet and greet. The girlfriends, they've got through the show. They grit their teeth. That man said some dreadful things. And then they're ready to leave. And the man says, no, I'm going to wait in line for 20 minutes and shake this man's hand so hard that it hurts when he gets back to the hotel room. And I say, thank you, sir. I think we might transition until my hand recovers from some of these shakes to fist bumpery. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, goodness gracious me. Oh, what's new with you? How are you doing? I'm always so fixated on myself that I never think to ask how you're doing. And I'm meeting so many of you now at these shows. And I love you. And I hope this podcast brings you satisfaction and joy while you're working at your various industries or not. You could be playing of a video game or the climbing of an oil rig. There are many jobs that I like to imagine my listeners doing. And let's list all of them until CJ arrives. Why, you might be stocking shelves at a supermarket. You might be Amy Coney Barrett writing a decision for the Supreme Court. Stop listening to me, Amy Coney Barrett. I should be listening to you. You should be focused on your work, Amy. And those children who are making ever so much noise all around you, I'm sure. Why, you might be a pilot. A pilot's allowed to listen to things while they fly? Why, that's CJ interrupting what was the worst segment of the podcast of all time. You know what I'll say about the fans of this podcast, and I'm not just blowing smoke up their ass. They're good people. They're smart people. They're the most beautiful people I've ever met in my entire life.
Now you're just pandering.
No. You don't, CJ, you don't meet them the same way that I meet them after the show. There is a dig. Here's what sets my audience apart.
I know
apart.
This. They hardly look at me sometimes.
Here's what sets my audience apart is a dignity of, and a bigness of spirit. There's an astonishing spiritual bigness to my fans that I...
Bigness?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some big ones.
Spiritual.
Ooh, boy, I've seen some big ones.
How dare you. I have a very... I would say...
All right. Well, we have been doing the Midwest a lot. To give yourself some credit.
Yeah, it's a big...
It's just kind of a big place.
Big heart. Big jacket. Big steez. Keep me warm.
Which I like, and we've covered this.
How are you... I'm sorry that I've been so down...
Hey, man, we all go through it.
I'm not fun. You know, if you get to open for somebody else, you get all sorts of...
That's not true. I've gone on the road with Brian Simpson. He's about the least fun person of all time.
I don't believe it. I think...
Dude, he is... Come on, bro. He'll say that himself. He'll say that. You know, I'd tell him that to his face. He is... He's a sleepy guy. He likes to go get lunch, go back to the hotel, take a nap, and then do the show, and then drink a drink,
you're
and then go
so
home and go to
louder
sleep.
Louder than me.
He is a chill, very chill guy. I think it was the Marines. It mellowed his ass out.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I'm sure they give you all sorts of chemicals. Sorry, experiences. And I didn't bring the tripod with me on this trip, so the cameras.
I see that. Yeah, yeah, this is a pretty interesting setup, but the visual element, what do they say in the comments?
It's often the top comment is fantastic visual.
Fantastic element. Visual.
the visual element.
Component element.
The component. I don't even, you know, the important thing is that
it looks good is what I'm saying. I think it looks good.
I was speaking to Sam Clark, who is my visual
I was getting
component.
Fucking dogged out in the comments last time I was on here, by the way.
Why?
Some of your fans are fucking pricks.
Why? What did you do to elicit the wrath?
I don't know. They were like, this guy's fucking boring, fucking next.
Have you considered being less boring?
Huh?
What if you sprightened up a bit? What if you did a little jig for the listeners?
What do you want? What do you want from me?
I think I don't have a foul word to say about my fan base. The best Lord's name, CJ.
Some of them are just big and rude.
Well, we must all find our own fan base.
That's right.
And I found these big,
and
beautiful.
I'm burning the bridges,
you know what,
to your
they are?
Fucking fans.
Discerning. Only the best for James Donald, Forbes McCann, Catamaran.
Now they're just in a comment just to spite me now. That's okay. Hey, it's good for the algorithm. Spite me all the fuck you want.
CJ's podcast that you might like to go and get around. Killing Time with CJ Landry.
Killing Time with me. I'm joking around. Guys, come on. We're joshing around. I've been joshing all night. We've had a great show. James, tell the people we had
CJ's
a great show.
CJ's coming hot for this one.
Tell the people we had a great show.
I think you had two great shows tonight, and I had...
James had an incredible set. Here's the thing. People don't realize that. People write it off. People think, yeah, of course he does. It is almost impossible what James does.
What is he doing?
Constantly doing. And I'm not even... I'm not blowing smoke up your ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, that's above my pay grade. That's above my pay grade.
CJ wants to have a catchphrase, and he wants the catchphrase to be, that's above my pay grade.
That's above my pay grade. After every bit, I just go, that's a...
Let me tell you,
the
amount of money that I'm paying CJ, almost everything is above his pay grade. I thought you had good show. I'm trying to figure out the hour, and it's a little more frenetic.
That's what it is. That's me on the road everywhere you go. You go, can you get this door for me? That's above my pay grade. I hit that every time. Any kind of
whip that
fucking
pay
favorite
rate
you need.
Back down to zero. Look at his split.
Oh shit! It's so funny, and the crowds were insane. And what I was trying to fucking say is that not everybody can just go up burnt. You just burnt 20 some odd minutes. And now you're not doing it at all. You're not even doing 20 minutes that is going to the next special, which is crazy. And you're just doing all new topics for an hour. So, I mean, yeah, man. It's just, you know, and I'm going up there doing it all. I am doing it all. It is the best I got for 15 to 20 minutes. And I'm laying it down. And if it doesn't work as good as I want it to, it feels like a bomb. But you're just doing A stuff. But you are doing actually, like, the fans definitely appreciate the fact that you keep turning it out. You know what I mean? It's like the speed of it.
I always think of this business as being like you're a rocket ship and you've got to burn fuel to move forward. I don't know who told me that or if that's mine. But it's a lot.
Rocket ship, baby.
Do you know what was a lot? Do you know what was a whole lot?
SpaceX, that bitch.
Springfield. The filthy mouth of CJ Landry.
Sorry, man. I know. This is a
you got
this
that
is,
dirt ass.
I keep
mouth.
Forgetting this is a Christian podcast, and I am sorry about that. Please forgive me.
Oh, they will.
God,
we accept all different types of people. We got all some right. Muslims.
Whoa.
We've got atheists. I'm sure.
All right.
I think we have at least one person of Jewish extraction.
Well, I have to be careful because I've hung around with your friend before, and I kept saying JC.
Yes.
We all know the word. I'm JC.
You're dropping the JC.
And I kept dropping it around this guy, and it was like he was having Tourette's. He had to keep
who
doing
was
this.
Who was it? I forget.
Over, he just keeps doing the sign of the cross every time I said it, and
was
I was
this
like,
Jackie?
I'm so sorry.
Who are you hanging out with?
I don't know. It was some after a show, and I don't even remember the city, bro.
Oh, yes.
And it was a couple, very nice couple, and the guy was super nice. But I just kept dropping JC, bro, and he just had to keep, like, I kept being like, I'm so sorry, are you doing that? Because I didn't know at first. I was like, are you doing that because I keep saying that? And he's like, yeah, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. And then I did it, like, three more times after that because I just kept doing it.
I remember before I was a Catholic, I remember I was saying it a lot. And I remember I was at lunch with a guy I was working with who was a Catholic. And he was being a real dick about it. And I thought, I'll never be as uptight and prissy as you, you big fat mess. And I am now.
But that's, here's the deal, man. That is,
I'm proud to be,
biggest fault that religion, one of the biggest faults that I think Catholics have.
Hit me.
Is that they are, and maybe this is every religion, but this is the one that I know the most, Catholics. Y'all a little too judgy. You
know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, hey, let people live a little. Yeah, I'm gonna curse a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm not Nate Bargatze. You said it on stage tonight. I've had a whole riff on Nate Bargatze.
Well, we're a pro.
I'm sorry. I say bitch and ass sometimes, and maybe JC. Nate, I drop a JC
Nate,
here.
Nate, if you're
there.
Watching, this man does not represent.
I might drop an
views.
F and a D.
And a D.
I'm gonna say dick up there.
Oh, dick.
Yeah, I'm gonna say dick up there.
A great president.
Sorry about that.
We met a fifth tonight.
The kids, by the way, the kids, imagine what comedy's going to be 20 years from now. The kids are listening to Wet Ass Pussy and fucking Hot Girl Summer, yeah. Popping That Pussy, Booty Hole Brown, whatever the fuck it is.
You think because it was sort of a bit dirty for the previous generation, and it was very dirty for our generation.
Exactly.
And it's extremely dirty.
What's and there's going to be guys in tuxedos on late night doing bits about cereal. Get the fuck out of here.
No, you know what they'll be doing?
What?
They'll be stomping dogs to death in the street and giving each other Zyklon B enemas. And you know what their kids will be doing?
Yeah.
Nuclear war.
Yeah.
And as they as they put their
That's
poison
a good point.
Gas up their bussy.
There's not going to
be
art anymore.
These kids with their nuclear war, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just going to be war, no art. We need like 10 years of just solid war, no entertainment. And then I think entertainment will reset. You know what I mean? It'll completely reset. We need it because we just need a break from it. We don't need to make anything anymore.
CJ crying out for a purifying war.
I think it's inevitable. I'm not crying out for it. I'm just saying it's inevitable, I think.
How quickly CJ pivots from...
I'm saying it's inevitable. I don't think that's...
These Catholics are a bit too judgy. Nah, but seriously, we need a horrifying war to get people acting right again.
I just think entertainment needs a reset, and it's going to take a war. That's what I think.
CJ dropping the JC.
Did I do it just now?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, thank God. Thank God. Sorry. Thank you.
Please.
Thank you, Jesus. Is that okay? Can I say thank you, Jesus?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
CJ. Right.
Okay, whatever.
Love and do as you will. That's
the rules are just, the rules have always bothered me. By the way, like the Catholic schools, like, I mean, they've
gone gay.
They get the girls on their knees and they go, I got to measure how long the skirt is and make sure you don't touch the floor. Like, it's some freak shit there, man.
But they want long skirts.
Catholic schools, no.
They don't
good.
Want the skirts to be up.
I get it. The knees and the measurements is kind of what I don't like. But it's...
CJ wants schoolgirls in short shorts.
Yeah. It shrunk a little in the wash. Let's give it a break, huh?
You know that's not what the schoolgirls are doing.
They do. I went to Catholic school, bro.
No, I'm saying the girls get that skirt to go up high.
Oh, yeah.
They got all sorts of tricks.
No, you're right. Yeah, Catholic school wants to see that.
Frankly, if we could get a couple of heterosexual pedophiles in the schools, that would that could
loosen
only,
up the rules,
only
huh?
help our reputation.
Loosen up
at this
the rules.
Point.
No, you're right. That's a good point.
How much fun we do have while we're out on the road. I am a spent force, CJ.
You are.
You're carrying this pod now.
A brilliant mind. No, you're tired. No. I get it. I am having the time of my life on the road. I think this room isn't. I mean, what an insane upgrade from the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. We out here doing it now. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. We out here doing it on these streets.
Tell them.
I was thinking of so many beautiful things. Can't wait to show you AFL football. The final is.
Wait, it's halftime now?
No, it hasn't started yet. I got the time.
I've never watched AFL, and you're saying this is like the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, yes.
And Snoop Dogg's performing on this one.
They just performed. They performed before.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
I know.
Good for Snoop, man. That guy, I mean, you can't put that guy down. He is just on everything.
He
forever. It's like him and Kevin Hart. I feel like they're going to be on commercials and like they're going to be doing everything. Snoop Dogg for 20
was
more years.
A scary man. Snoop Dogg was coming out going, "I kill people." Like he was doing all that stuff.
He actually murdered people.
He's like, "I'm a murderer. I'm a Crip." And now he's coming out and it's, "I'm with Martha Stewart and I smoke marijuana and I sit in a big chair."
It's incredible.
But that, I mean, in the next, it'll be the great pornographers of the day will have baking programs. I mean,
yeah, it's like this girl fucked. She got famous for fucking 1,000 guys.
Oh yes,
and now she does a yoga channel.
Well, flexibility would be.
That's true. I mean, she's very flexible. A must. Good God.
I don't know. I've not participated in her work.
No, me either. 1,000? That's too many.
You know,
I'm like, I can't watch that. That's, you know.
I was trying to do
now
a bit
12.
About it.
Maybe.
I was doing a bit about it, and I couldn't get it off the ground.
Sorry, what?
Where it's like 1,000 men. You're watching 1,000 men have sex with a single lady. You're jacking off to a war crime.
Yeah.
As
so
the
good.
Soviets march through Poland, and that's what you're using for stimulus. I really am trying to get the. I'm trying to get a couple of clean, likable things. I think the Tonight Shows are all dying. But if I was to go on the Tonight Show, is there anything I could say with them? And my cleanest bit. About 8 words in, I say pussy.
But that's the thing. It's like 90. It is really funny. But I remember you saying that tonight. But
I also think it's funny on stage to have a very dirty act and continue to go, "I want it to be clean."
I know. Yeah.
Let me be clean.
The delivery. You kind of delivered a little Nady or Jerry tonight.
What did I do, Nady or Jerry?
Yeah, you like started the driving bits about driving. And you were like, "Yeah, what's the deal with it?" Like you did, like you're doing it on purpose.
I was trying to do it as a meta bit.
You were doing it on purpose. It was very funny.
Not that I respect the meta.
Yeah, I know.
We must all. The world.
But even if you had a clean bit, I was thinking about this. Even if you had a clean bit, it don't matter. People think just to get on late night it just has to be clean. No. They're gonna print it out and they go, "I don't know, you say black guy here." It's like, even if it's clean, it's still like, divisive. I don't think we should take that out, delete that. They're still gonna edit it even if it is clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's so nice to be here on the last remaining Tonight Show. You know, I was at the airport recently.
Yeah.
And you know what I saw at the airport? The bouquet of flowers vending machine.
Oh.
Why, that's for the scumbag husband on the go, isn't it? I don't know what happened on the business trip where you came back and bought flowers at the airport flower vending machine.
It's right behind the door, too.
It
bro.
Can't have been good.
It's right by the door. It's like you left where the food is and all the shops, and you get to the back door,
and then it's
finally like, "Oh, I should get her Fox something here. Wait, does it take a fucking five?"
I've only seen that machine at Austin. I've never seen
it is only in Austin.
The airport flower. But I thought that's one idea.
Oh,
every time
fuck.
I see it, I think someone should be doing some good, clean comedy about the airport
flower
vending.
I was thinking about that too, because I'm like, how many jobs are these robots going to take from the Mexicans? Bro, first it's the Ubers. Now you got a robot selling flowers? Come on, dude.
I think to make the joke work, I would make it the airport florist. I would just say, "Have you ever seen an
airport
florist?" Florist is a nice word to say.
It is a florist. Good.
I really am. I'm thinking about this good, clean, approachable, clean, perfect, pristine, clean.
Be clean. You got, you. What's clean. Your clean? Well, I can't even think of one of your cleanest. Yeah, you
I don't have clean. I want to be able to work clean. Just to see.
Ooh, what about the Bass Pro Shop poem? That's clean.
That's about fish wanting to commit suicide.
That's true, but it's still clean. You can still.
Well, thank you, Gwyneth Paltrow, for sitting down to talk with us about your hand soap. Coming up next, James McCann. Hey, everybody, you ever noticed these fish want to fucking kill themselves? No, come on. Clean.
I know.
Because that's what show business is about. It's about professionalism.
You can do a bit about, I don't know, dogs. You ever think about dogs?
I've never in my life been truly satisfied with a pair of socks. Every pair of socks I own, every pair of socks I've bought, there's been at least one small thing that I didn't like about them.
Mm.
That's a poem immediately. That should get into the book of poems.
Yeah, that's a good poem.
That's a nice thing about...
Never liked a pair of socks. I actually disagree with you, though.
The perfect pair of socks?
Carhartt makes some pretty damn good socks. I've been buying packs of them on Amazon. They're just easy to get, and they're very comfortable.
I'm about to head home to make a movie. We'll make a movie in Australia.
I'm down.
By the way,
I've been acting my ass off. I've been acting my ass off. I'll play I'll play some, maybe, I don't know. What could I nail, you think? What could I be like?
Well, let's wait and see what's in the script.
Maybe like a Jiffy Lube employee?
Yeah, I don't know that that's in there. There's not much Jiffy Lube factory. I don't know.
A bartender? I could be bartender, but bar back.
That, a video that I'd like to make. I'd like to do more with the James Arnold Forsbacan seal of approval. And the YouTube now makes enough money, like on a video. If a video comes out and it's a good video, I might make, you know, a couple hundred bucks off that video. I could use that money ahead of time. This is girl math, but I could say I'll buy all the socks,
girl,
right?
Man.
And I'll review and I'll find the right socks and I'll give them the seal of approval, and the video will pay for the socks. And then not only do I have a video, CJ, I have socks.
Think about it. Yes, yeah, sock brand, maybe. Maybe a endorsement. You get a sock endorsement.
Do you want to hear some of the poems that aren't funny that I'm not doing on stage?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm writing. This one's about going on tour. Mm-hmm. Man should live his only life in one house, one room, just one corner of the room. It's a short poem. Inflation is... No, not that one.
I like
At
that.
The swimming pool, watching the water try to figure itself out. I was happy with that one.
These are very fast. You're giving me lightning speed fucking poems.
It's never illegal to have an erection.